Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special class for everyone named Rosh Yichyu, the sister Moshe ben Mashdina, by Yisrael ben Moshe Mordechai, the sister Fuas, Sarleh Bas Rivka, from Yosef ben Chanab, Sushal Yisrael. And this is based on the Torah that I received from Agon Rosh HaYeshiva of Yonasan David Shlita, Rosh Yeshiva Pachad Yitzchak in Yerushalayim, Karta Dushufraya, that he gave over last year. It says, "B'chodesh Hashlishi b'yom hazeh bo midbar Sinai." Rashi says, "Shu divrei Torah chavivim alecha kilu hayom nitnu." That on the third month, on this day, they came to midbar Sinai. So Rashi says that from here you see that divrei Torah should be chaviv, should be beloved to a person, as on the day it was given by yom hazeh. They came to Midbar Sinai. So, Shiyudivrei Torah Chavivim Alecha Kilo Hayom Nitnu. We have to understand the Hayom here is talking about coming to Midbar Sinai, not on the giving of the Torah. The Torah wasn't given that day. So, why does it say in Rashi that Shiyudivrei Torah Chavivim Alecha Kilo Hayom Nitnu? That wasn't the day of Matan Torah. Matan Torah was 6 days later. In Chazal, we see that when the Jewish people were at Har Sinai, we were on the east, the Mizracho Shel Ha'har. We were at the east of Har Sinai. Vos likt in dem, ma munach baze, shehapanim la'mizrach. That they are to the east. What's special about being at the east of the mountain? Targum says, "Va'avi eschem elai lepulchani. I will bring you to me," Shmos 19:4, "to my service." What is to my service? The Targum Yoinason says, famously, "Ves eschem al kanfei nisharim, asher otzesi eschem eretz mitzrayim." Va'avi eschem lebeis hamikdash, and I will bring you to the Beis Hamikdash. Uva'oso alayla hechzarti eschem lamitzrayim, and on that night I brought you back to Egypt. U'misham hevesi eschem leulfan boiraisi, and from there I brought you to learn my Torah. In other words, that on Leil Pesach, Kadosh Baruch Hu miraculously transported us to the Beis Hamikdash and back. Now we don't see this earlier on at Yetzias Mitzrayim. Only now, when it says Atem Re'isem, when they're at Har Sinai, now it says this whole inyan that I brought you al kanfei nesharim, on the wings of eagles, to the Beis Hamikdash. Why is it only mentioned now? Also in Haggadah Shel Pesach, Maskirim ilu kirabnu lifnei Har Sinai, v'lo natan lanu et haTorah dayenu. In other words, there's an inyan of kirva b'Har Sinai, which is be'atzmo an inyan, and that's why we see here that they're the mizrachu shel ahar. We talk about them being given. You should learn Torah as if it was given today, even though they haven't been given the Torah yet today. They're just at Har Sinai. And in Har Sinai we mentioned that they were brought to the Beis HaMikdash. So you see this maila of being at Har Sinai, and you see it in the Haggadah Shel Pesach. Ilu kiravnu lefnei Har Sinai v'lo natan lenu at haTorah dayenu. It's hard to say that without singing it. Had you brought us close to Har Sinai and not given us the Torah, that would have sufficed. Pasuk emphasizes Vayavo Midbar Sinai, Vayachanu ba Midbar. The Pasuk is emphasizing that there was nothing else there. There was no tarovus of anything else. Just HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us in the Midbar, the Mizracho Shel Har, on the east of the mountain. That the Panim, the face of something, when something is facing, it's considered the east. In Torah and Chazal, when you're facing something, it's considered the east. Kadosh Baruch Hu is speaking us to, from the east, facing us, panim v'panim. Vayavo midbar Sinai, there's nothing else there, it's just a midbar. What's going on in the midbar? Nothing. It's just us and him. Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to other people beforehand, before this, with Noach, with Avram. And here's an emphasis that Kadosh Baruch Hu was speaking to all of Klal Yisrael, b'pchino shel beis hamikdash. And that's Shehevi Yosam lekanfei nisharim. That's why we mention here the kanfei nisharim, those wings of eagles that he brought us over to the beis hamikdash. So now he's speaking to us, Beis HaMikdashtik, the special, unique relationship that we have with Hashem. Panim el panim diber Hashem. In other words, there's nothing in the Metzius like a midbar. That's panim el panim. Mizrachu shel har, shezeh apniyah yishira, facing us. That's panim el panim diber Hashem. וממילא כל הדברים שנאמרו כאן בהר סיני all the Aseres Hadibros with all the many reasons given the yesod of everything is panim el panim is that God spoke to you face to face. That's where it all stems from. All of the Torah that we got at Har Sinai all is rooted in the Panim El Panim Diber Hashem. And Mimela, if we're over on what we learn, then it's going to bring a Churban to the world. We understand if someone, if there's stealing, if there's Niyuf, if there's Ritzicha, we understand that brings a Churban. But it all starts with the fact that Hashem faced us and told this to us, that we have to keep these mitzvahs. And if we don't, then that's going to bring a churban. It says in the pasuk, "Bavur zeh asa Hashem li b'shvili she'achal matzah omero." So, you know why? "Zeh asa li b'shvil she'achal matzah omero." It says, "Because of this, God did for me." That the Nisim were done because of this, because of what? So Rashi says that we should eat matzah and maror. It's the choros lehefech. God didn't do what he did in order that we should eat matzah and maror. We eat matzah and maror because Hashem did what he did. The answer is no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim so that we should eat matzah. It's not that we're eating matzah because we left Mitzrayim. We left Mitzrayim so that we could eat matzah. That's the Shorash HaDavar. These are the Yesodos that come out of Mamad Har Sinai, that the Yesod of the Bria is the keeping of the mitzvahs. And if we're not keeping, then a Churban comes to the world. There's no Metzius other than the Dibur of Hashem with us. And that starts with the mitzvahs here at Sinai. That the Ikar is the Dibur of Hashem to Am Yisrael. And what exactly he said, that's an outcome of the fact that he spoke to us Panim El Panim. But it starts with the fact that he had direct contact with us. And that's the root of everything. The union of the Nesher, this eagle, I took you on the wings of eagles, and I brought you to me. It's not like the mitzvahs B'nai Noach, which are just here to keep the world functioning. But rather there at Sinai, Patach Hashem Yitbarach Kol HaRikiyim, Velamed Et Shorash Kol HaMitzvot, שתפיסת הקדוש ברוך הוא במצוות היא למעלה מכל תפיסה שלנו בכל המצוות. הקדוש ברוך הוא's understanding of mitzvahs is much higher than our understanding of mitzvahs. And I brought you to me. Your mitzvahs is shayich to me. Targum says, we saw before, Vavieschem elai l'ufonoi raisi, l'pulchoni, to learn my Torah, to serve me. In other words, I'm bringing you to me, that your kiyum ha-mitzvahs reaches my tfisa in the mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's understanding of the mitzvahs. And that's far above our understanding. And the reason for all the mitzvahs is mislabesh, is enclosed in this world. But that's not the ikar. The ikar is at the root. And the root is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to us and speaks to us. And then he gives us the mitzvah, and then things happen in order that we should be able to mekayim the mitzvah. In the Haggadah we say, Ilu kiravnu lefnei ha-Sinai dayenu. Because that's where we were close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Panim el panim. V'avi eschem elai. We are told, V'esa eschem al kanfei nisharim. That we're above the mitzvahs. We reach the tfisa, kiviyachol of HaKadosh. We don't have the tfisa, but when we're kind mitzvahs, it's based on the tfisa, the understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the mitzvahs. Much higher than this world. B'nai Yisrael came to Midbar Sinai in Rosh Chodesh. And afterwards Moshe goes up to God on the second day. Kol Ali Yosef Ba'ashkama. Like it says in Shabbos 86b. On the first day, Hashem didn't tell them anything because of Chulsha D'Orcha. They were weak from the path. And nevertheless, it says, Bayom Azel Bo Midbar Sinai, Rashi says in Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is also part of Matan Torah. Even though he didn't tell them anything. Ma kol ha'isek hazeh? Mi Rosh Chodesh. The Diburim were the next day. But the Vayichan Yisrael Neged Ahol starts already on this day, on Rosh Chodesh. Bayom Azeh. We didn't hear anything yet. Chul Shadorcha. You need to rest. But we got to the Mechitza of Hashem. Now we're in Hashem's special area. Even though He hasn't spoken to us yet. But now we're with Hashem. He doesn't have to say a word. And that's the beginning of the Seder that brought us Le'ilu Le'ila. That Anochi and Lo Yelecha were said, excuse me, Shamar V'Zochar V'Dibur Echad Nehmu, Shein HaPey Yochol L'Shmoa, Shein HaPey Yochol L'Daber V'Ein Ozen Yochol L'Shmoa. Now as we got to the root of the Dibur, to the root of roots, what the physical body can't perceive, can't accomplish, that's where we got Shein HaPeh Yochol L'Daber V'Ein Ozen Yochol L'Shmoa. When we learn Torah, we get to the Shoresh. We get to the Shoresh HaChaim. And all the limit of the details is our expressions of the revelations of this world. Of Mitzius Nafsho, of your soul and what the soul is obligated to do in this world. We say in Shmoneser, Barchenu Avinu Kulenu Ke'echad, Hakoach boor panecha nasata lanu taras chaim imro sharash chaim. Zeki boor panecha nasata lanu taras chaim. Torah doesn't start with the mitzvahs. Torah starts much higher. Ki bo'or panecha starts with Hashem's face, with the panim el panim. And that's what Rashi says. That this encampment was ki ish echod b'leiv echod. Mashen came, the other encampments were b'machlokas. All the masos were details. The vayichan is when we came to a place of unity. This is when we're elevated above the natural laws of Jewish and human nature of machlokas. We've come to a place of oneness. And that's really our avoda now, to come to a place of ishechad b'leiv echad. Temri Isem, you saw it yourself. It's not some philosophical meandering investigation, rumination. It's a Temri Isem, you saw it yourself. Kadosh Baruch Hu's Megala, Sheyesh Mekamot Shel Tfisa, there's certain places of perception we can't reach on our own. And that's where he took us on Yom Matan Torah. It says, Va'asuli Mikdosh. I want a room, a place, a kiton that I can be with you wherever you go. And that's also what we need to do today, wherever we go, to make a place for Hashem. Panim el panim diber Hashem imachem kolos brakim. When you hear a shir from a Rebbe, you get the Torah in the abstract. But when you see the face of the Rav, the light of his face, you understand it on a much higher level. That's what was happening at Har Sinai Kiviyachol. Nafsho yatz, nafshi yatz b'dabro, that our souls went out. We should be zochem Yetz Hashem to relive the panim al panim and connect to that place above our perception, above our reality, and be zochem to kabbalas haTorah b'simcha mitoch ish echad b'leiv echad. Shalom, shalom, shalom.